The director of Institute of Environment and Sanitation Studies at the University of Ghana, Lagos, Professor Chris Gordon, has called on government and other key actors in climate change interventions to explore proactive initiatives required for the country's development transformation, as recommended by the 2013 Human Development Report. He contended that the previous approaches of mitigating the impact of climate change, particularly on women and other vulnerable groups in society, are not achieving the desired results of economic empowerment and environmental conservation. Professor Gordon, who was speaking in Accra at the opening of a workshop on gender dimension of climate change, attributed this to attitudinal challenges and disregard for laws and norms. We bring you the details.
It has been progressively recognized that gender inequalities worsen women's coping capacity relating to climate change impacts. Consequently, there is a need to adopt a gender-responsive approach towards climate change policy making and programming. The workshop, organized by Religious Bodies Network on Climate Change, Real Bonnet, in partnership with Abantu for Development, brought together more than 70 participants representing the Coalition of Civil Society Organizations on Climate Change. The coalition comprised local and international NGOs, as well as government agencies. Describing climate change as a developmental challenge for Ghana, Professor Gordon urged government to institute proactive mechanisms as a development state, tapping into global markets and determined to implement social policy innovations. He commended Real Bonnet for its initiative in advocacy and capacity building to promote indigenous knowledge on climate change issues. The program manager for Abantu for Development, Eleni Osinja, called for the promotion of gender equality as a cross-cutting issue in developmental programs, noting that women's equal participation in decision-making must be ensured at all times. She stressed the need to prioritize local productive initiatives and deepen diplomatic principles of promoting women's rights. Dr. Elaine Lawson of the University of Ghana Institute for Environment and Sanitation Studies urged relevant climate change actors to ensure the integration of gender equality principles in social policies in the areas of education, health, and other social interventions. The country manager for the International Union for Conservation of Nature, Sadia Boptoya, noted that forest conservation and management initiatives such as the Red Plus Project must ensure gender equality and advancement of women's rights and livelihood.
A news desk report.